This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And you know, I hate hearing about the coronavirus because it's all people talk about. It's all people want to hear about, but I don't want to talk about it.
Done.
Well,
let's talk about Bitcoin.
Easier said than done, for sure.
Let's talk about weed.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you have something on weed?
Guns and weed.
Well, I was just going to say, because before the coronavirus thing, a lot of people would complain. Like, I'd just be in a Discord and be like, well, was it Bitcoin and Weed Talk Live? And, like, even, I think I saw, like, it's like Urban Dictionary or one of these things. I just typed in Free Talk Live to see if there was an entry. And it's like, even made jokes about just, like, the sheer, just how often and for how long and in-depth discussions on cannabis and cryptocurrency and Bitcoin to a point where some people would think that it's a little bit excessive. So, like, for a period of time, the coronavirus talk was somewhat of a welcome break for that for some people because, you know, we talk about, like, medical tyranny, martial law and such, and now it's the opposite. It's, like, too much of a good thing.
Well, I don't know. Everyone has their own interests and passions. You know, everyone brings something different to the show. Gray and I, we love our Bitcoin.
Yes.
And so does Ian. And so do several of the hosts here. And I saw something today that really caught my attention because I also love Monero because it's a privacy coin, with the first privacy coin.
By default.
Yeah. And according to the Bitcoinist, there's pretty good evidence to suggest that Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, also created Monero. Getting into it, new research by Monero Outreach concludes that Bitcoin and Monero might be the creation of the same person. Monero is a cryptocurrency that came out in 2014 to address Bitcoin's privacy issues. Now, for those unaware, Bitcoin has major privacy issues.
So I hear.
Yeah, every transaction ever made is traceable back to the original source of that Bitcoin. It's had improvements with HD wallets, which is every time you receive cryptocurrency, you receive a new wallet address. But at the end of the day, all of that is going to be tied to you and your online presence in some manner. And it's going to be traceable back to you with enough work. There are mixers and things like that. But ultimately, it can all be traced.
Yeah, there are companies that are profiting off this traceability.
There are, and some of them work for the government. So, that's what caused Monero. The former uses a public ledger. Yes, Monero uses a public ledger, but no one can trace transactions on it, which makes XMR, that's Monero, the most used coin among dark web users. Monero's white paper was published in 2012, about 3 years after Bitcoin's Genesis block. The author of the white paper is Nicholas von Saberhagen. As you might guess, this is a pseudonym, so no one knows who created Monero. Monero Outreach suggests that Satoshi Nakamoto and Nicholas von Saberhagen are the same entities. The main argument provided by the research authors is that Nakamoto had a clear motive to release the CryptoNote white paper, the document laying out the Monero concept. In a Bitcoin Talk forum post from August of 2010, Nakamoto shared the first concepts of privacy that would later show up in Monero's white paper, including stealth addresses and ring signatures, which hide receivers and senders. Now, that's not definitive proof in any direction. Someone could have just come along and seen that idea and said, hey, this is a good idea, this Nicholas von Saberhagen person, and then went on to create Monero. That doesn't mean they're the same person, right? Yeah, one person had an idea, and he made it public.
Yeah, I always thought Monero was a fork of BTC, or at least the code anyway. It's not like you got one for one when it forked. But
no, Monero was built from the ground up. Excellent. There are some like Zcash that are forked from Bitcoin,
okay,
but Monero was built from the ground up. Besides this, when CryptoNote 1.0 came out, Nakamoto had already observed that Bitcoin's block size changes and mining reward halving, which created problems, and Monero's blockchain addresses those issues. It also improved the proof of work to make mining more available to anyone using typical GPUs. Bitcoin mining, of course, is impossible unless you have tens of thousands of dollars to spend on a specialized machine that's only going to be able to mine Bitcoin for like 6 months.
Yeah, I've got a little CPU miner now mining some Monero.
Really? A CPU miner?
Yep.
Cool.
Had someone custom build that. Well, I didn't have them do anything, but that's what they do for... That's their gigs, is building and whatnot, doing all sorts of crypto-related stuff. And anyways, it's a Monero miner.
When I'm not playing any video games, that's what my computer does. It just sits there mining Monero for me.
Yeah, I think I get like 30 to 50 cents a day, maybe.
Really? That's not bad. That doesn't pay for the electricity costs I would have. It doesn't for me.
No, I don't think I'll ever break even. Well, I probably will break even after the wheels have fallen off, all this money is being pumped into the system.
Come to think of it, it would be better for me to just save that money and just buy the Monero instead of mining it, because that would be cheaper.
Yeah, I like the idea of if you're mining, at least, let's say if you're mining at break even, you know, like the power costs as much as the equipment and everything else, you're still using the power company as the exchange. So you're giving them the money, yet you're in return you're getting the crypto.
But I'm not even breaking even. But I'm not breaking even when I play like Resident Evil 2 either. So, I mean, I don't care. That's just the cost of having a good time.
Right.
And I guess mining Monero for me constitutes a good time. I don't know. It makes me happy knowing that I'm sitting here doing a show and my computer is back at home doing work for me.
Yeah, it's not just that it's doing work. I mean, it's like that your computer is helping to provide freedom for somebody somewhere because your computer is participating in the network that completes these transactions.
Yeah. That's a beautiful sentiment.
Well, that's why I like BTC or crypto in general. I mean, you can leave anywhere at any time with all of your funds stored in your head, show up anywhere in the world, and you're ready to go. You didn't have to declare anything.
Excellent points. When analyzing the writing style, however, of both of these white papers, one can notice a style connection between the two. And this is something that I'm going to look into later tonight because I am, of course, an actual trained writing editor. So I will be able to spot things like this. Word choices and things like that are incredibly important. But these guys used Stylometry, a software program called Java Graphical Authorship Attribution, and figured out that the author of the CryptoNote white paper was more likely to be Nakamoto than any of the other 15 leading papers. So they took a bunch of white papers, and they compared them to Monero. And the software said, hey, this one here, the Bitcoin white paper, is most likely to be the same author. Now, what most likely means among those 15, who knows? Was it a 100% match? Was it a 99% match? I don't know. And they don't specify. Some similarities are visible to the naked eye. For instance, both white papers use the spelling of favor and favorable with a U. The contraction can't instead of the typical style observed in academically formatted papers, which would be cannot, and the wording in this paper, comma, we. But that one in particular is more likely to be someone who's just trying to mimic Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think somebody smart enough to come up with a white paper for either one of those could be capable of doing that.
Yeah. Also, both documents used black and white line drawings with solid and dashed lines. And that's what I love about the Bitcoin and the Monero white papers. Never having analyzed them to see if they were different, I have read them, and what I loved about them is that they are technical documents. If a cryptocurrency releases today, the white paper is not a technical document. It's an advertising brochure.
Yeah, right.
But these were actually technical documents designed to produce a technology that solved a problem, not a quick get-rich-quick scheme.
And it's solving lots of problems.
However, research authors don't expect that the Bitcoin or the Monero communities will embrace this revelation. Like many, I'm still processing this. I will, though, say with confidence that if Satoshi Nakamoto is Nicholas von Saberhagen, the Monero was Satoshi's greatest work. All in all, the main conclusion is that Craig Wright must be a genius. Craig Wright right, of course, is the guy we talked about earlier claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. And he's not. He's nuts. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. We'll be back in a moment with more interesting discussions. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly into your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more about it at DivviProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. And the governments around the world love tracking people. Now, we've seen this in, I can't even remember the name of the countries now.
They like keeping track of their slaves.
But there are several countries that are using apps and things like that in order to monitor people who are supposed to be under quarantine. And it's basically, you're carrying around a house arrest anklet in your pocket.
Yeah, it's certainly a chip.
If they choose to use it that way. And according to this story, the UK government is seeking to use it that way.
Absolutely, yeah. This is from Sky News, which to my understanding is like the equivalent of Fox News in the UK. It's more sort of like center-right. Government set to release contact tracking app which detects nearby virus carriers. The app, which will operate on an opt-in basis, will be released either just before or just after the lockdown is lifted. This was published yesterday. Or at least yesterday, UK time. So, the government is preparing to release an app which alerts people if they came too close to someone who has tested positive for COVID-19, Sky News can reveal. But, oh, yeah, and because the, my understanding is the parliament or somehow the government's able to control what sort of news gets released, so that's why they say can reveal. They don't have, like, the freedom of press like we do in the United States. The contact tracking app, which will operate on an opt-in basis, will be released National Health Service bosses hope the app will attract more than 50% of a population, as large numbers of people using it together will be necessary for it to work effectively.
And so the goal of this app will be for the user to be alerted if they come in contact with a user of the app who has the virus.
Yeah, they can start freaking out.
Why would a user of this app who is violating all of the quarantine crap use the app?
For queen and country, because they're a good citizen, right? Because, you know, they don't want to get other people sick.
They like the taste of the boot.
Well, I mean, like, when I saw this article, I just assumed that it was going to be mandatory, because, like, there's no way that this could work the way as it's intended without, one, having almost everyone in the country tested, or two, this being mandatory. And they're saying it's on an opt-in basis, because if it was, you know, if they force everyone to have it at this point now, that would be like people would be saying it's Orwellian. People, even in the UK, more popularly known as Cuck Island, right, because, like, every square inch of its metro area is monitored by CCTV cameras. But I think making it mandatory, at least until there's like thousands or millions of deaths, I don't think we're going to any government will have the power to do what the Chinese are doing, at least until you just see people just dropping dead in the streets.
What do you mean that they don't have the power to do what the Chinese are doing in terms of their digital surveillance?
When I say the power, I mean the political power, right? Like the political capital to spend to force people to, you know, wear trackers or force people to get tested if they don't want to, until there's some sort of mass deaths that'll scare people so much to the point where they'll essentially beg the government to force everyone to get a vaccine or force everyone to be tested. It reminds me of the plot, you know, of the movie V for Vendetta, right? What made the British government become tyrannical and let the John Hurt's character take power was a virus that it turns out in the movie, you know, spoiler alert, everyone who hasn't seen V for Vendetta was released in 2006.
I've not seen it.
Oh, well.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, so essentially, this won't spoil it, but the government, a virus, a very convenient virus, allowed the government to take power because it capitalized off of people's fear. And I just realized that's very similar sort of to what's going on now.
That's identical to going on now, it sounds like.
November is coming. Right? Like, so there's a, what is this? Remember the 5th of November? Yeah, that's basically.
What happens on the 5th of November?
I don't want to spoil the movie.
Yeah, well, it's in a trailer, but.
Okay.
I think that's the day things started really to pop off in the movie.
I'm on a hiatus from drinking, and I'm not going to go home and watch a movie without drinking, but the 2 year making me want to go home and watch V for
Vendetta. I think you'd like that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say there's required viewing for Free Talk Live, but it's something. I mean, at least it's a movie that Ian would reference a lot. Was it Ian has like a box of Guy Fawkes masks? He has like 20 Guy Fawkes masks. Which is the mask that, you know, the
anonymous mask.
Yeah. It's more popularly known as the anonymous mask, but in the UK it's you know, called the Guy Fawkes mask. It's based off of this historical figure named Guy Fawkes, who literally back in the 1600s, before they had plastic explosives, he tried to blow up Parliament the old-fashioned way using gunpowder.
Yeah, but he wanted to impose a religious dictatorship.
It was at the time, he was opposing the Stuarts because Guy Fawkes was a Catholic, and the way I think it was England at the time, I don't think it was the United Kingdom yet, but what England would do, the Scotland and England had joined crowns, they would, whatever religion the ruler was, everyone would have to follow that. It wasn't until later in history that was changed, for the most part. But yeah, and so, it used to be, you know, the Catholics would prosecute, like, the Lollards or any heretics then, when Church of England was established, they would persecute the Catholics, and so Guy Fawkes wanted to blow up Parliament to stop a persecution of Catholics, just so they could have most likely a Catholic government once again. And it continues the cycle of abuse and persecution.
All right. So, what's going on in the United Kingdom now?
So the existence of the app, which was first revealed by Health Service Journal, has been known for some time, but key technical details have only recently been agreed by NHSX, the NHS, National Health Service England Innovation Unit, leading the project. The app will detect other phones in close vicinity using short-range Bluetooth signals, then store a record of those contacts on a device, the sources say. If someone tests positive for COVID-19, they will be able to upload those contacts, who can then be alerted after a suitable delay to avoid accidentally identifying an individual via the app. This method means data is not sent regularly to a central authority, potentially easing concerns around privacy, which NHSX fears may slow adoption of the app. NHSX plans to appoint an ethics board to oversee the project, with board members to be identified over the coming weeks, because if there's anything governments are very well known for, it's having their great ethics boards.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich is an excellent example of that, of course. He was one of the... he was fired from the Ethics Committee in Congress or something like that for...
For being unethical?
Pretty... They have to be unethical to get the job, though, right?
Yeah, already.
This is Free Talk Live. What do you think about this GPS tracking and these Trojan horses that we're carrying in our back pockets? These house arrest anklets. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even with in an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, President Trump said there's now a new offensive to stop drug traffickers from taking advantage of the situation.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said thousands of soldiers, airmen, and Marines are involved in the action, and it's being taken after intelligence discovered the threat. Virus cases in the U.S. have climbed to more than 200,000. The administration is now responding to governors and hospitals who say they still don't have the life-saving equipment they need. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, in which is tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And, you know, the next few months are going to be interesting, but if you're not afraid of dying of a virus by surrounding yourself with other peaceful, loving people, then you should come up to ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground from June the 29th until July the 5th. Now, ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. And there's probably a decent chance that the Porcupine Freedom Festival may actually be canceled.
No.
I have no inside information about this, but based on all of the other canceled events that were going to take place in June, I would be shocked if the Porcupine Freedom Festival goes on.
The Live Free or Die Project. You can't not have the festival.
Well, the Free State Project, Inc. has a public image to uphold.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We will. But ForkFest, as far as we know, is ongoing. It can only really be canceled if Rogers Campground closes, so come check it out. It's June the 29th until July the 5th, and where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, though, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with others via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, forkfest.party. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. It might be the only event that takes place this year. So
yeah, I imagine Rogers will be, they'll be happy to see people showing up.
If they're allowed to have people show up.
Well, I haven't heard of any deaths from Coos County yet. That's via northernmost county here in New Hampshire. That's where Rogers Campground is. It's mainly been just like southern New Hampshire. That's where people have been infected. So, I mean, and one would think, just like it was I Am Legend, the safer areas of the country would be to be sparsely populated, sort of more remote rural counties. So, I mean, I think there is a chance that it could stay open, but if not, it'd be a real shame.
Well, I doubt that a camping ground would be considered an essential business, would be my concern.
Well, people live there. It's pretty essential. I mean, there are people that permanently reside there through the warm months, I believe.
We'll see. Time will tell. I don't expect it to be closed. I mean, especially by June the 29th.
Yeah, so far, my experiences of being there, they have been, you know, pretty liberty-oriented, especially the guy who runs it. I mean, I remember the time.
Yeah, but if the government says, hey, you can't be open, I don't expect Rogers Campground to be open.
Well, let's hope that they don't say that. And if they do, he says, hey, y'all watch this.
I know. I'm just preparing people. Yeah. That's the only reason that ForkFest would not go on, is if it literally could not, because the place where we were supposed to have it has closed. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a couple of observations here. First of all, in a few weeks, the people who are on unemployment are going to get a $600 a week bonus in every unemployment check, making them a whole lot richer than the people who are working. And it's going to be really tough to find good help, because the people who are on unemployment are going to say, why should we go put our lives on the line to make less money than the people, than if we take the safer route and stay home?
Well, pay them higher wages.
It's going to be a lot. Drive up wages.
If the demand for jobs goes down because people are getting paid more to stay at home, then you can counteract that by raising the wages.
That's right. And it's going to be very inflationary. But one thing I want to observe, kind of make a comparison here about Donald Trump, is when I was 5 years old, my mother scolded me, you got to fasten your seatbelt in case we crash. And I replied, well, it doesn't matter, Mommy, because we never crash. You know, and she said, well, we might. And she went on to talk about a neighbor that was involved in a crash and got hurt. And, you know, I was thinking, well, she doesn't understand. That's them. That's not us. We never crash. And, you know, the idea that we might crash, you know, I was 5 years old, and that's the way five-year-olds think. And the difference between me and Donald Trump is that over the years, I grew up.
And Donald Trump is still just a man-child?
He was just going on like, oh, you know, we've got everything under control. There's a handful of people out west that got infected, and we got it all under control. He just would not believe that there could be a full-blown national and international disaster on his hands in a few weeks. He just, oh, well, man, everything will just go away. He's a baby.
Well, there wasn't a full-blown national disaster on his hands until the state governments throughout the United States created it for him by shutting down half of the economy.
Well, they shut down the economy, but and people, it's not all his fault, because
it's not at all his fault. It's the fault of the governors that shut down the businesses that, you know, that was the shutting down of the economy. That's what's at fault here.
But the spread of the virus is, you know, the failure to prepare for, you know, with testing kits, and the testing kits that they had were faulty, and there wasn't a quick jump on this and keep it as contained as possible.
I don't want the government jumping on this to keep it contained. I want them to stay the hell out of the way so that I can be free.
But there were companies that wanted to produce these kits that were prevented from doing so by the government.
Sure, that's the government getting in the way and preventing me from being free, though.
That's right. And so that was the other part of it, was, you know, he didn't care about people, you know, being free to make coronavirus testing kits or COVID-19 testing kits.
Shocking. So, Republican president doesn't care about whether people are free.
Of course not. It's the Republicrats. And by the way, don't be too surprised if the states jump on this opportunity to prevent third parties from getting on the ballot, because to get on the ballot, you have to submit all these hundreds of thousands of signatures, hundreds or thousands of signatures of registered voters, and how can you go around and collect them when it's illegal to do so? And so by imposing these restrictions on third parties, when the Democrats and Republicans simply submit their list, or you simply, if you're registered in New Hampshire, Democrat or Republican, you just pay the filing fee and sign your own name to get on the ballot. But that's not so with Libertarians.
Well, there's no third party that's really worth being on the ballot anyways, so that's low on the list of totem poles for concerns as far as I'm concerned.
And in independents, though, you might have some good independent people who wanted to run as an independent candidate for state senate or governor or Congress, and they can't get on the ballot unless they get all these signatures of registered voters, and they can't go around and collect the signatures now, and the state is going to say, oh, goody, now the Republicanic Party will have a monopoly on ballot access.
The election, however, is like 7 months away. Based on what I'm seeing from people who are in quarantine right now, they can't take two more weeks of this. Two more months, and there will be bodies in the streets because they're going to be on killing sprees or suicide binges.
Well, here's this. You get, a couple more, maybe a month or so more of this craziness, and then you have a little bit of pick back up in the economy. Now everybody gets their free money, and so now in November, Trump gets painted as the hero of this thing, and now he gets an easy win anyways.
Not only that, but if he's talking about 200,000 people are going to die, and it turns out to be 50,000 people died, then everybody's going to say, oh, wow, good thing we had Trump and the government to jump on it when it wasn't the government's job in the first place, and the government's response, as it was disastrous.
Well, you're right, but people are going to say that anyway. You're going to have Democrats who say, yeah, but 50,000 people died because Trump didn't act quickly enough. It should have been only 20,000. And you're going to have Republicans saying the opposite. Oh, well, it should have been 100,000, but thank goodness Trump acted quickly.
Well, so, the Democrats are saying it's the Republicans' fault, and the Republicans are saying it's the Democrats' fault, and they're both right.
Yeah. Excellent point, Tom. They are both right. It is both Republicans and Democrats' fault that we are in the situation that we're in. But for me, the biggest concern isn't the virus. It's the panic.
Boogeyman.
It's the shutdown of the economy because of governors reacting to the virus that is the problem. What do you think? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And I want to say thank you to Freedom Rider, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations and to get more listeners on YouTube and Twitch and DLive and all of that. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you may consider heading on over to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a member. It comes with a number of cool perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat room on the Discord server, and other cool little things like that. So, and we only ask $5 a month. So Freedom Rider, thank you so much for your support, and we hope you continue amplifying the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Now, before we get to the caller we have on hold, evidently Vermont has just decided that they can tell stores what they can and can't sell. Vermont is telling, I got to get the headline here because it says it best. Walmart, Target, Costco have been ordered to stop in-person sales of non-essential products in Vermont. So Vermont has created this list of things that it has determined to be essential. And if something you want isn't on that list, you can't go to the store and buy it, such as clothing, consumer electronics, books, furniture, and sporting equipment. I'm sorry, if you're going to lock people up at home, electronics and books are critical.
I would think so.
They're definitely essential. They can still sell non-essential items online via telephone, delivery, and curbside pickup. But you
can't go to the store and buy all of our stuff anymore. That's what you're saying.
Does,
what the article's saying.
Does Walmart offer curbside pickup?
There's a store in Claremont that they upfitted a couple years ago that's freakishly like that. On the right side. Yes, they do. It has little Sonic drive-in type things that you pull up in. And I haven't actually experienced it, but it does exist.
Plus, I mean, a lot of this can be bought online, honestly. I buy almost all of my clothing online. It's going to ship one day, but that's why the in-store purchases are better, because the shipping industry is crippled. Everything I've ordered within the last month is simply in the state of label printed, no update.
Well, I think some of these things, I mean, like, I don't want some bureaucrat telling me what I can and can't buy at the store. But some of the sort of results of these, some of these business models become a little more efficient. Because think about all the space that Walmart takes up on the inside, where a lot of people know what they're going to get anyway. So if they were to just sort of tap it in an app, show up, and somebody bring it out to the car, it's a little more efficient. But I don't want to be told I have to do that.
Excellent point. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Liberty Phoenix calling via discord.freetalklive.com. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks. So we've seen a whole bunch of government ridiculousness over the last month or so, and I about had a stroke last night when I covered this article on my show that I've started doing. And it's the... So if the world is so, like, oh my God, everyone's going to die, coronavirus is going to kill everyone, we have to shut down the economy so bad... and like we're in such need of hand sanitizer, it's out. I mean, we're gonna rob this poor kid who spent $17,000 on hand sanitizer. We need it so bad. Then please explain to me why the FDA is now holding up distillers who have switched from making alcohol to making hand sanitizer. They're prohibiting them from
something.
They're slowing down production of it.
Yeah, something really weird just happened to your call quality, and it became really weird. So thank you for the call. That's an excellent question. You know, if hand sanitizer is so badly needed, and I see Vincent holding up his little bottle of hand sanitizer for everyone to see, then why is the government stopping distilleries that already have the equipment in place to make hand sanitizer from making hand sanitizer? I don't know, because the government's stupid, I guess, is the best answer I can come up with.
Like, if I wanted to, there's enough conspiracies out there, but I mean, I understand why people might think that this whole, you know, coronavirus thing is being blown out of proportion by the government on purpose, because you'd see during, like, Trump's coronavirus task force meetings, like, a few minutes after or before, they would say, don't touch your face, right? Don't shake hands. You would see these people touching their face, coughing into their hands, shaking each other's hands, and they're not, and, you know, this was several weeks ago, and they're not sick today, they're not dying, and so, you know, as he brought up, you know, the FDA and DEA, you know, rating distilleries for making hand sanitizer. Like, I think if this was as an apocalyptic Stephen King's The Stand sort of situation as the media wants us to believe, then the FDA would be encouraging people to be making hand sanitizer in stills in their bathtub. I mean, so this is stuff like that. Stories like that makes me really question how serious this thing actually is.
I would agree. Well, let's keep going. We've got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Continuing to promote New Mexico as a travel destination, I believe that the New Mexico governor, Wuhan Grisham, is now the only governor in the U.S. that has labeled gun stores as non-essential. I believe that all the rest of the states have now placed them as essential. But
even Illinois,
Angeles County has said that they're not essential, if I recall correctly. But the state of California presumably said they were essential. I don't know.
Yeah. One take on that is one more good way to attempt to put small business gun sellers, which all of the good ones are, put them out of business, is if you can have an extended halving of their business for whatever, for 3 months, 6 months, whatever it takes, you're going to put a good dent in their ability to stay open as a gun seller, and I would allege that that's part of the plot. So,
now, I'm from a family of people who owns gun stores. A gun store. They were redneck hillbillies from Mississippi, so it was called Confederate State Arms because, of course, it was.
But is it still called Confederate State Arms?
It's no longer active.
Okay.
But I remember my uncle having to do things like, and this was happening over dial-up, like go online to find the FBI's phone number to contact actual FBI agents to do background checks and crap like that. That was already a big enough roadblock in his ability to sell someone guns.
Right.
And they didn't even have a storefront at that time. But a storefront now, if they hadn't gone out of business because they, I don't know why they went out of business. I was too young. But now being closed, while places like Guns and Ammo or whatever are still doing just fine because they have corporate bailouts coming, it's disgusting.
Right. Yeah, and that's part of the overall plot, along with minimum wage and all the other requirements that small business give various benefits. I believe it's an attempt to put the small business out of business because, once again, small business doesn't play ball like corporations do in terms of giving kickbacks to political candidates, et cetera, and then sending their lobbyists in to get favorable regulation to their corporate operations that are detrimental to the little guy, and completing the cycle, putting the little guy out of business, and more of the money goes to the corporations, and they play ball and just goes round and round.
I've got a question for you, David. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Are gun stores essential?
Well, absolutely.
Why?
Why? Because for all of the reasons we don't have time to go into, guns and defense and weaponry and all of that is essential. Otherwise,
the right to free speech, the right to free assembly, the right to free religion, none of that has proven to be essential in the last 2 weeks.
Well, we all know that it is. It's like the Supreme Court on pornography. I can't describe it, but I know it when I see it, and they're absolutely essential.
So you're just going to assert that they're essential without giving me a reason that they're essential?
Well, I just did. Well, first of all, you're at the end of the program. You don't have time to go into it. But if you don't have weaponry to compete with your enemy, your enemy will do you in, and your enemy is your government.
Hey, you have the right to protect yourself. So in my mind,
you also have the right to assemble. You have the right to run a business. You have the right to go into a restaurant, sit down, and eat food. None of that matters right now in the eyes of the state or in the eyes of these statists out there. So
right.
By what mechanism are governments taking away people's right to assembly, right to free speech, and right to religious gatherings, while simultaneously saying that their Second Amendment right is essential?
To protect against looters, I'd say. Or, I mean, if they said that the Second Amendment wasn't essential with all the others, I think that would be the tipping point, right? They have to watch out for a tipping point of what's going to make the American people, or at least ones who are away, crack. And I think the Second Amendment definitely is one of those fault lines.
And I'm not saying I think gun stores are not essential. I think if something is essential to your life, then it's essential. But I'm curious what reasoning governors are using to say that gun stores are essential. I guess I'll have to look into it. Head on over, though, if you like the show, to app.freetalklive.com, or just check out the archive there going back more than 10 years. That's freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.